This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 612. There's something about Azerite. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures, from pops to dorbs, rides to mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2018.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros, and with Toasty. How you, Toasty?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, Medros?
Good, good. And we have Fandeth. How you doing, Fandeth?
Hi, I'm good.
Two weeks in a row. I'm impressed, man.
Oh my goodness. Wow. And I was just saying in the chat room, it's a darn good thing I've memorized that intro. Did I actually say intro? Yeah, I did. Holy crap, I can't even read it. Because my vision is not the greatest. I have these fancy glasses. But it's not all there yet. But I think I nailed that intro, so that's awesome.
Yeah, it'll take a little while for you to adjust. I know. Yeah. The first little bit after I get new glasses is always just... This stuff is so clear, comparatively, that it's unsettling.
No.
Especially because I typically go a couple years between getting glasses. And yeah. With my activities, mainly in mosh pits, let's just say... My glasses are typically not in the best shape, like at all. You'll be fine. Just give it a little time, especially because it's your first pair.
Yeah, it's like I said in the pre-show, I've had them since Saturday. I haven't worn them much. I had them at work, wore them at work today, and wow, I lasted the whole day, and I didn't get a crazy headache like I have been getting. So yeah. I mean, that's a bonus. And I totally realize that everything will kind of go into place. And I have other issues outside of the glasses where things just kind of look darker in general. I also picked up some eye drops that the optometrist recommended because I just bought cheap ones from Shoppers before, which are... only like a dollar cheaper than the other ones I just bought that are better. I don't even remember what they're called. Cysteine or something. But they kind of stick around in your eyes for a little bit, and like they're for dry eyes, so they're not for stoner eyes or any of that crap. Like it helps keep them lubricated and fresh, so it's way better than the other ones that I bought. And I notice a difference, which is good.
Yeah, especially because, a large part of your professional life and non-professional life involve looking at computer screens.
Yeah.
kind of need to be able to look at them in order to do it effectively.
Yeah.
Definitely helps. So, Toshi, how was your week in WoW?
My week in WoW was... let's see... I got a few things done. I didn't get as much stuff as I would have liked to, but I got enough done. I finished off the war campaign, ground out 7th Legion to Revered, and finished that off. I can't wait to see what happens with that campaign, especially given the state the Alliance left things in. Leave it at that.
Now, is it a war campaign like Warfronts, or like the quest within Kul'Thras and Zandalar?
The quest line between Kul'Thras and Zandalar. So I finished that off, and I'm interested in seeing the aftermath, considering the final quest in Zandalar will tie very neatly into 8-1. I would be surprised if not immediately. It seems pretty important. I did not get to finish Pride of Kul'Thras because still getting a mythic group that's not full on DPS has been difficult, and I haven't been able to line up time with my guildies to attempt that.
What about work people?
Huh?
What about work people?
There have been a few times when we've gotten together and done dungeons and stuff like that, but either I wasn't able to be on, or they weren't able to be on. Because there's only really, I guess, any of you. There's two of the work people that I've run stuff with, and their schedule's been a little busy lately. So I'm trying. I'll work it out eventually, and I'm pretty sure this is the last quest I have to do in that quest line. So I'm almost done. I'm not too worried about it. Did a bunch of my rep grinds. So I'm revered with the three main factions on Kul'Thras now, plus 7th Legion, and Tortolan, I'm pretty sure I'm revered as well. Only one left is Champions of Azeroth, which has been hard. I'm not a fan of those quests, generally speaking. The one-offs, like the world quests for Champions of Azeroth where you're killing one named NPC, that's fine. But a lot of it's like that fill a bar quests that I'm not thrilled about doing. Plus, typically with the Champions of Azeroth quests, there's a lot of travel involved. You'll find one on one per zone. Sometimes you'll get lucky and find two in a zone, but I've never seen more than that. Or I'm just not paying attention enough. Who knows? I'm pretty sure I'm not even halfway into Honored with Champions of Azeroth. I wouldn't be surprised if it's lower. So it'll take a bit more time, but I'm getting there. I finished off all the exploration quests, the exploration achievements, so I've got that ticked off for Pathfinder. So I'm almost done with that. And then I did LFR, which was LFR. Like, I forgot how horrific, like, if the run goes well, it is horrifically boring. Oh my god. I did the first and second wing. The first wing, there were still people who were not doing things correctly. So at least that kept me on my toes and conscious. But in the second wing, everything was going smoothly, no problems at all. It was so boring, and I literally fell asleep on the Zul fight. So yeah, I need to find a way to make that more engaging for myself. And I was talking with Jess the other day about it, because right now neither of us are raiding. I don't think anybody in our guild right now is even plugging the raids. We're just doing Mythic Pluses whenever we get the chance, or just talking in guild chat. It's like it's a very social atmosphere there now. So we're talking about if we're accepting that LFR is going to be the only way we raid and experience that content, then maybe it'll be a better idea for us to just all queue up together and hop into Discord, so at least we get that social engagement that we got from our previous raiding experiences. I'm not sure if that'll help, but hey, it's an idea, and this is content that I want to do and I want to see. I'm open to suggestions as to how to make that more appealing for me, because in its current state, it's not. Either it goes well and I'm bored out of my skull, or it goes horrifically and I'm in there for a long time because people are being bad, but I'm, engaged. The way I'm engaged in LFR should not be dependent on factors that are like, is my group screwing up horrifically and am I desperately trying not to die? That's not the right kind of engaging. And then, that'll be different for different people. People experience that content differently. I'm just saying that's how I'm experiencing it, and I'm not a huge fan of it right now. But at least I've got the other content that I can work through, and I have been working through. Yeah. How about you guys? What did you get up to in WoW?
Oh, you want to? You go first.
Fine. Did a lot of profession stuff. Opened up the first
opportunity for making follower equipment on my jewel crafter with the kaleidoscopic lens. However, he has none of the materials required for it, or very, not enough of them. So a lot more farming will be required for him. My main worked more through more of the quests out in Stormsong. Didn't complete it, but got a fair number out there done. Discovered some more quests he hadn't found before in Drestvar, so went and did those. And then just did a lot of farming of mats. I think he's up to about halfway. He almost has the blacksmithing stuff for follower equipment unlocked. My hunter is now up to 112. My druid is still 111, hasn't really done much, except a bit of herbing. I did take my alliance monk out, did a bit of profession gathering for him, but didn't do too much with him. Let's see, did a couple of the footholds on different characters. Only one character is left back on Vindicar right now. That's my horde monk. And when he's done, then I shall say goodbye to the Vindicar for good. But overall, not too bad of a week in WoW. Just spent a lot of time just trying to relax and enjoy the time that I had. So how about you, Fan?
I have not played WoW this week. And I was talking about it earlier, just because my eye issues and whatnot. And if I'm on any computer, I just get a savage headache. And there's been other things that have been pretty busy. So I haven't had a lot of time. And once in a while when I do have time, like last night I could have. But I was too exhausted. I didn't feel like it. So I'm really hoping that starting this week, things are going to be better for me. And I'm going to be able to spend some time, you know, playing WoW. And, you know, unfortunately, the Diablo season ended, so the new one's starting up soon, or the new one started up already. And, geez, I didn't even finish season 14, so. But, hey, I still need to level in WoW, so that's more important.
Well, hopefully the glasses make things easier for you.
Yeah. And, like I said, no headache today. I was able to get through today without that, which is fabulous. So, you know, onwards and upwards, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and then the eye drops are working like a charm. I last time I put eye drops in was before I left work today.
Nice.
And it's 20 to 9 now, so that was at like 4:30. So that's like 5 hours. A little over 5 hours since I last did the eye drops. Maybe I should have done some before I came down for the show, but whatever. I'll just close my eyes while we do this and just listen to your voices because they're amazing. Yeah, that's it. I said that. I went there.
All right, then.
Should we make ASMR videos for you? Just have us talk like this for about half an hour? Because that's a thing.
Oh, my. Yes, please. Sign me up.
I'm not actually going to do that.
What? That's okay. I'll put a video recorder or an audio recorder in your house.
That's not weird at all.
Or maybe I'll talk to Nate and see if he can convince you.
I'm just saying you have some clips right now that you could just loop for a while.
That's true.
Oh, man. Those ASMR videos are something else. I don't understand them. But hey, everybody's got their thing. Apparently it's like calming for people. Anyway, that's not WoW.
Yeah, well, we talked about our weeks in WoW or not. Maybe people want to hear about Funko now.
Well, yeah. I mean, that is part of our show, you know. All right. So our new sponsor is Funko. If you haven't heard of them by name, you've definitely seen their products. They make collectible vinyl figures from a bunch of Blizzard universes, Warcraft, Overwatch, Heroes of Diablo, and even from outside the Blizzardverse, like Firefly, Doctor Who, Marvel, and more. Now, we do let you do a Funko each week, just so we can highlight kind of what is out there in the Funkoverse. There's one that I noticed this week on Twitter, and I wanted to highlight one of these because I didn't expect them at all. Like, totally did not expect to see these things. Now, the two that I saw released there just now, it's like a few days ago, which really threw me by surprise. And that is, well, it's maybe better to link it in the Discord instead of trying to explain it, because yeah, it's a Roadhog in this Halloween horror look.
Whoa.
Yeah. They also have Junkrat as his, I think, Junkenstein. Yeah, Dr. Junkenstein. I'm pleased and amused that they got away with this for so long, because I didn't expect to see this. There's no hint of this. It's pretty cool. It's definitely breaking from what we expected, because I was not expecting to see these. I was expecting to see the new series coming out, and they just like totally took me by surprise. So it's pretty cool. I do like how they captured the two characters' looks from the Overwatch event. What do you think, Toasty? You played that event last year, right?
Yeah, and honestly, it makes sense that they're doing these two skins, these two variations of this, of the Funko Pops, because for the first time since they started these periodic events, they're inserting a new event into the Halloween Horrors event this year. And typically, it's on the Ike Evolve map, and looks like there's going to be a new map. Looks like it's featuring the chateau that Widowmaker calls home.
Okay.
That's what I'm assuming based on the teases today. So, yeah. I love that Roadhog skin. That's my favorite skin. If I'm not using my LA Gladiator skin, I'm using that one.
Cool. So. Yeah, the Roadhog one is from Hot Topic, and the Junkrat one is from Box Lunch, and you can definitely find those online. You cannot find those at the Funko store, but you can find that the whole variety of Funko Pops they have there. Go to bit.ly/FunkoATA2018. You can check out their online shop and use Shop10 to save 10% on your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA2018, and use the code Shop10 to save 10%. And we want to thank Funko for their support of the show.
When I saw the image from this link, first thing that came to mind was Monster Mash. I think that's a Misfits song.
Monster Mash?
Yeah, was it the Misfits?
And I'm thinking about the Graveyard Smash now. Can't remember now.
Huh. Yeah, the original Monster Mash is from Bobby Pickett. The Misfits did a cover of it, though.
The what?
Misfits did a cover of it.
Yes, and it was fabulous.
I never heard that. I'm going to have to listen to that.
What? You've never heard the Monster Mash?
Not by Misfits, no.
Oh, God. Here, let me link it. Let me link it. I look it up already.
Yeah, link it.
So I love this song.
And I'll listen after the show.
That's the best Halloween song ever.
You know what's really the best, Fanta?
What?
Knowing what's happening this month in WoW.
This month? But this is the This Week in WoW section. What are you talking about?
It's the 1st of October.
Yep.
Is it?
And October is the best month.
Is it? Of course it is. You know why?
Nope.
Because hockey's starting?
Well, okay. That's like a close third. It's also my wife's birthday this month. And my That's daughter's awesome. Birthday this month.
That is also awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
Superb.
I was gonna call you out on hockey being third, but no, that is a good reason for being third in your box.
That is definitely a good reason to have a third.
Well, what else are we celebrating other than those three glorious events?
The Monster Mash. So this month in WoW, right now, ongoing, and I haven't even done this this year, but that's kind of a shame. But Brewfest. So that started on September 20th, and it runs until October 5th. Actually, early on October 6th, but we'll just say the 5th because that's easier. Coming up this week for the weekly events, there's only one. Deep Point Dunk is going to be from October 2nd to the 8th. Then next week is going to be the first full week of October, so we're going to see the Darkmoon Fair. That's going to be from October 7th until the 13th. Also next week, the Heart of Corruption wing of Uldir opens. Is that the last wing?
That is the last wing, yes.
Wow, I don't even know what these Raid Finder things are, because I haven't even gotten to 120 yet. So I'm at 118. We'll get there. We'll get there soon.
two more.
Yeah. Wow, I lost track.
World of West.
I know. It's right here. So next week, October 9th to the 15th, is going to be the World Quest bonus event. Also, that same Saturday is Frasley's favorite event of the entire year, the Great Nomergon Run on October 13th. The week after that is going to be the PvP Brawl, which is South Shore versus Torn Mill, and that's going to be from October 16th to the 22nd. That same week is Time Walking for Mists of Pandaria. Also, that same week, starting on October 13th, October 18th, running all the way to the end of the month, is Hallow's End. So where you can go get your fancy rings. Is that what it is? Is they give you rings?
Yeah. Rings.
Yeah. And then you probably also like that. I don't even know if they still have that sword or.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, all sorts of fun little Halloween stuff that they have with every level or every Hallow's End. But it's a brand new level cap, so it's a brand new item level. So outside of Hallow's End, the last, not even really, the last week, the last full week of the month is going to be the Battleground bonus event. That's going to be from October 23rd to the 29th. Wrapping up the month, from October 30th to November 5th, is PvP Brawl Packed House. And it's the same week, okay, yeah. The Battle for Azeroth Dungeon event.
Oh, I can't wait for the Packed House one. It's literally the only PvP Brawl I do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, the other PvP Brawls have always interested me, but not, when it came down to it, not enough for me to actually want to do. Like, the low-gravity one sounds fun, the Storm of Wrathy sounds fun, but Packed House, I think it's 40v40? Maybe, it might be smaller? But either way, it's just massive groups in an arena, so I could just brainstorm all the things.
Oh, wow.
Great.
That does sound like fun. I don't PvP nearly enough anymore. Nearly as much as I used to. I never really did very much, but I did do some, but I haven't in forever. I don't even know. Maybe when I hit level cap, I'll foray into that a little bit, since I'm not going to be doing any real raiding. So yeah, that's this month, and wow. October is going to be glorious. And then, you know, shortly after October is over, there's a BlizzCon.
Really? Yeah. I haven't heard of that.
Yay!
I think we need to fact check that. I don't recall hearing anything about that event.
I'll send you an email that's pertinent to that.
All right, you do that. this week, Blizzard decided to announce the next thing that's going to be coming as part of the virtual ticket. A little bit of a hint as to something that will be available at BlizzCon. I personally couldn't care less. Like, there's literally nothing in the world I care less about than this.
You have a strong feeling about cloaks, Medros.
Okay, but I still care less about this. So as part of the virtual ticket for BlizzCon, those who are watching from home will be able to download and play a demo version of WoW Classic. I believe it was said it would be available for 7 days after it becomes available. It'll become available right after the opening ceremonies, or shortly after the ceremonies, on November 2nd, on around 1 p.m. Pacific time. And it'll be the same in-development version that is available to be played on the show floor. I'm sure Toasty will have much to say about that. And it'll basically give you the ability to enjoy a limited questing experience through a pair of classic early level zones, one Horde and one Alliance, and see what the recreation of the original Azeroth will have to show. You will also get, in addition, cloaks, one for Alliance, one for Horde, as well as a war banner against Dormund Champions war banner and Orgrimmar Heroes war banner will also be available as in-game goodies for those who do play. I personally don't look at any of that. I think the cloaks look ridiculous. But the WoW Classic, I have no use for that. Even if I did want to play, I will be doing a broadcast the entire day, so therefore will not have the ability to download it until later that evening, And then I'll be doing another broadcast the next day, so probably would not be able to play it for a while, even if I wanted to, but I don't. What do you guys think? Josie?
I would agree with you on the cloaks and the banners. They are interesting, but like, I don't see myself ever using the cloak. The banner, I could just see myself using as an occasional, I killed you.
Okay.
But I would more than likely forget that it ever... I would more than likely forget that I had it.
Yeah, I assume that'll be a toy.
Yeah. As for WoW Classic, like, as I said in the past, it's never something that I wanted to have happen, just because I didn't have interest in it. I have no nostalgia driving my desire to have it around. That being said, I'm probably still going to check it out, just to see what the difference was between what was available back then and what we have now. I did notice, and I can't remember where I found it now, but I think I read somewhere that they were, and it was on the downloader, or just somebody was able to see what version number that it was on, and I think they said it was 113. I don't know what that patch is significant for.
The one that released Naxxramas?
I thought that was 112. Yeah.
But I think what they had said before was it was basically the last patch of Classic before they brought on the Burning Crusade. I could be wrong.
So patch 112 looks like it was the Drums of War patch, which linked PvP Battlegrounds, Alterac Valley, Warsong Gulch, and Dorathy Basin so that players from several realms will be combined into one huge matchmaking pool. That was 112. Patch 113. Oh, I hit F12 by accident. That's not what I wanted. I do not want the source info for the Google search. That does not sound like something I want. Why can't I find anything about patch 113? Did it exist? 112.1. 112.2. Oh, there is no patch 113. Oh. It was 112 and then went to 201.
Oh, really?
What's 113? Well, now I don't know what to think. But yeah, I do remember reading that somewhere. I can't find the source for the life of me now.
Naxxramas was 111.
Oh, okay. Judging by that, I guess it'll be just a full vanilla experience from the beginning. Like, you'll have all the content available through all of vanilla. That's what it sounds like. So, cool. What's available in the demo? We don't know. I'm going to guess it's just a whole bunch of starting zone content. Like, I'm leveling 1 to 10 the old-fashioned way.
So, it looks like Polygon and... Actually, on WoW Wiki, it's... Never mind. So on Polygon, it says Blizzard announced today that the World of Warcraft Classic will be set on patch 1.12, Drums of War.
Okay.
Developer update. It said blah blah blah. I don't know. So that was on June 15th that they said that.
Okay, I do recall that. Oh yeah. Okay, here it is. I found it. So it was just available. It was just noted in on MMO Champion, just under the update for the PTR. The WoW Classic demo was added to the download servers, and it has a version number of 113 and is encrypted. So I don't know. Maybe just 113. Maybe they're just calling it 113, just internally, just because there are slight updates. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe it's probably 112 plus any of the quality of life patches, like. Being able to pick Peace Bloom every single try?
No, that's not the vanilla experience.
Oh, you shut up. You don't even know. I know. That's a horrible experience.
The only reason I'm aware of the Peace Bloom joke is because I think it was DLC that did a comic strip about it.
Oh, yeah?
Where they somebody was picking an herb and like, oh, you have failed. You have failed. There's messages queued up in the chat box like, thing, you have failed it. you failed picking a flower. That feels bad, man. Yeah, I think Oxhorn did something like that too, Fraz. I think you're right. Oh man, that's a name I haven't heard in forever, Oxhorn. A lot of those old WoW machinimas Machinimator people that I haven't heard from in a long time. Oxhorn was one of them. Mindflame? Yeah. Mindflame, I haven't heard from him in a while either.
Illegal Danish, yes. I actually showed Hannah the Illegal Danish a couple weeks ago or maybe a month ago or something when I was talking about machinimas and how awesome they used to be. And I showed her some of the songs that PvP Girl did, and
I remember those.
Or Hard Like Heroic. Yeah, she got a kick out of those.
Like, it's been a while since I've seen a really good machinima. Like, and not just... That was a poor choice of words, because there have been some good ones, but they were mostly being spun as trailer patches. Or patch trailers, sorry. Mm-hmm. And those ones have been fantastic cinematically, but I'm talking about in terms of original content, the newly scripted stuff, not just fan-made patch trailer, for example. I haven't seen one of those in a while. Like Blind. Remember Blind?
No.
What was the one that Taryn Gregory is part of?
Oh, I don't remember that one. Taryn Gregory Machinima.
And I know that's how he became part of the cinematics department.
What did he work on?
Ah, it was Return.
Was it Return?
A Warcraft motion picture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, there it is. I see that. I watched that in forever, too.
Oh, I think it was a sad one. That was a really sad one, too.
Yeah, Blind was the one where somebody infiltrated the Stormwind keep, and they eventually just fled. But not after killing a bunch of guards. Really well done.
Yeah, Frazzy, Cranius made some pretty amazing machinimas, too. There was one in TBC time where it was Illidan, Kael'thas, Lady Vash, and some others that were like supervillains or something.
Oh, I think I remember that one. I can't remember the name of it. There were a bunch of, really good machinimas. And yeah, it's been a while since I've seen new ones. Azerothian supervillains, yes, I remember that.
Yes, there we go.
Oh, man. Memories. Because this is the stuff, this is the kind of content that I consumed heavily when I started playing WoW. I started playing WoW December 2009, and I just became obsessed with it. It dug its hooks into me real good. And so for a solid year, any content, any media that I was consuming that was not TV or music was WoW-related.
Yeah, Warcraft movies was a good place for that kind of stuff. But has not been updated in a while, I don't think. Just checking here. It's out of date, I think. I mean, they're still taking ads and stuff, but I don't think there's a lot of new stuff there.
I think even some of those old... Some of the older ones on Warcraft movies aren't even there anymore. Pretty sure last time I was there were a bunch of dead links.
Yeah.
Which doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I would not recommend anybody going to that site, because I've looked at some of these names of movies. Just don't. Just please don't support them.
Well, now I gotta see.
Please don't be a toasty.
So back to the topic about the goodies and the classic demo with the virtual ticket. I will probably download it and try it out just for, giggles and things. I'm not sure that I'm super serious about it. Like, I haven't had time to play the live game lately, but I'd check it out for like old time's sake. Nothing serious though. Just spin it, try to pick a flower, and then rage at my computer and log off and uninstall.
Uh-huh.
So Medros.
You can level up your unarmed skill there, fan. There you go. Level up your unarmed skill.
Hey, I did that.
Yeah, so me too.
I remember being down in the zone that Dalaran was in Wrath.
Crystal Song Forest.
Yes, Crystal Song Forest. Just attacking demons at that max level with nothing equipped, just punching away. Oh, that was just tiring. So tiring.
See, I was
I played my Warlock then, and I leveled up every single weapon, and I did it with Banishing an Elemental in probably Stormwind. Is that a thing? No, not Stormwind. I don't even remember the zones. But the one with all the snowy stuff and all the elementals. So I'd banish an elemental and just swing at it because I could level my skills like that. Just swinging, keeping it banished, re-banish, keep swinging, re-banish, keep swinging. Probably had a cup of coffee or two or three or a pot or two while I did that. But I totally did level up all those skills.
I assume you mean Dragonblight, right?
Dragonblight? No.
Or was this in Wrath, or was this another expansion?
It was in Wrath.
That was the ice. That was the cold zone. Ice Crown too, but
Ice Crown. What was beside Ice Crown?
Silver Song. Crystal Song.
There's Storm Peak, Crystal Song, Dragonblight, Winter Wrath, yeah. And Ice Crown. They're all ice.
Storm Peak.
Okay.
Storm Peaks. Yeah, that's where I did it.
So, I despite you telling me not to go there.
Yeah.
I went there. Uh-huh. And I'm like, these movie titles aren't that bad. It's just like Arena World Championship. Life in the Arena. Mithrax First Kill Heroic. And then I came across one like, oh.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That, like, now you see what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Is it, did you see, like, I'm not going to say the name of the movie here because it's not appropriate. But did it involve fire, Medros?
Yes.
Okay. Yes,
it did. The one about fire.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, don't go there.
glad you agree.
I'm going to throw a screenshot of that into Discord.
I'd prefer if you put that into the NSFW channel.
Yes, yes, of course.
The After Dark channel, please.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Yeah, that's the one. That one right at the bottom there, yep. The major one.
Is not what it used to be, guys.
No. They're not well done touching machinimas about loss and war. No.
Or just cool anymore. Fight scenes.
Yeah.
I don't have to be curious, because that's a thing.
Apparently.
Moving on.
All right, let's not talk about Warcraft movies anymore. I want to talk about Azerite, because everybody likes talking about Azerite right now, right?
Azerite. Right.
So, there have been a few discussions about Azerite and Azerite gear implementation as it's been currently in Battle for Azeroth. And, like, suffice to say, there are not a lot of people happy with the way the Azerite gear has been implemented, whether it be just the way traits are selected, the traits themselves, or just the how much of it you need to get and how available it is. I'm not going to speak from personal experience because I don't have much in that department. Like I've gotten Azerite gear pretty readily. But that might just because of the type of content that I'm tackling. Right now, the perception amongst the community is that Azerite gear is not as available as it could be. From my understanding, it does not drop from Mythic Plus, which is not ideal. Just from me listening to that point, because at this point in Mythic Plus's life, you know, the expectation is that we get some pretty decent gear from Mythic Plus, and for the most part, that's true. Unfortunately, it doesn't provide Azerite gear, which is pretty important in Battle for Azeroth. And then once you get the gear from the sources that are available, people are having problems with the traits. Now, the way Blizzard had intended, apparently, that these traits would work is that it would be more suited to a single spec. There's that. And unfortunately, with the way Azerite gear works, it's not as spec-specific. Sorry, that's not the right way to say it. You know how some gear adjusted itself based on spec. So say, you, Medros, would be very familiar with this, being a paladin. If ever you wanted to go holy spec, you would gain stats that were appropriate for a healer if on some of your gear.
Yes.
Otherwise, you would have primarily strength on there. So there's one example of your gear adapting to your spec. That is not the case with Azurite gear. With Azurite gear, you'll select the traits that you would like, and those traits presented to you would be appropriate to your spec to a degree. Some of them I would argue not so much, especially the ones that heal me and give me shields. I don't care about that as a Fury Warrior. Well, not as much as, say, a Prot Warrior would. But if I were to change to Prot, if I've got a Fury, if I've got a Fury trait selected, that's it. I gotta respect that gear. And then that the cost of respect increases over time. And you keep doing that, that cost is going to go up and will continue to go up. Which is not ideal. And the way people have adjusted to that is by trying to hoard as much Azurite gear as they can. Which, again, not ideal. I mean, Blizzard has done a lot of things to make being a multi-role player less punishing. I think the decision with Azurite gear and the way they're handling the Azurite gear traits is not conducive to that change in philosophy. Right? Am I wrong? Am I wrong in saying that?
No, I think you're right. The Azurite gear is definitely, you know, for those who like to min-max, definitely is a big problem. Not so much for me, but for other people it is.
Right.
For me, I mean, my frustration's been weapons. Because there's not out there. Unless you're doing dungeons or island expeditions and happen to get one.
Right. Yeah. Or you get lucky with the World Quest Emissary reward. Even then, it's not a guarantee.
Yeah, I've gotten one piece of gear from probably a dozen or so of those I've done now. The rest have just been rep. It's been Azurite power.
I've gotten three. Two of them were Prot.
Sorry.
And one was a strength staff? We vanilla now, boys. At least according to the will. As I said earlier, I have no experience with vanilla. But when I tweeted about that, he's like, did you get the vanilla beta? So I assume that was a thing in vanilla. Either way, it's not ideal.
Yeah. But yeah, it's you know, gearing is definitely a concern in a lot of aspects.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, this is an MMO. Part of the, like, an intrinsic part of the MMO experience, especially in an MMO like Warcraft, is attaining gear at a reasonable rate. And you know, ideally it's more suited for your spec. And by the sounds of it, a lot of people are not happy with how the Azurite gear may or may not tailor to their spec as easily as other pieces of gear. That is a problem. Because there are still people who are taking 340 gear over 370 because it has the better trait, and that's not something that we want to have happen.
Yeah, that's understandable.
It's a bad feeling. And on the plus side, Lore was very active in the forums and stuff over the past week, just kind of trying to get a better sense of what exactly is frustrating people about the Azurite system. And he acknowledged that, yeah, this conversation probably should have happened in beta. Because a lot of people voiced their concerns about the Azurite gear problem in beta. A lot of people, and I believe justifiably so at this point, given the problems we have with the Azurite gear system, felt as though the feedback that they provided during the beta regarding the gear wasn't given the attention that it should have been given.
Yeah.
And I think I totally appreciate that they have acknowledged that there was definitely a problem in the communication that they gave in the communication about the Azerite gear system regarding the problems that people had with it and all that. Blizzard historically has been great at acknowledging that there was a problem and attempting to make steps towards fixing that. You know, that's one of the things that I've admired about them, because they're, when they make a mistake, they're upfront about it and they say they're going to try to fix it. But at the same time, I feel like the problem of we should have communicated better, we're going to try to fix that, has come up repeatedly. They've definitely done things to try to help that problem, and we've seen that, especially in Legion, we saw that. The number of dev Q&As during Legion was large, and I don't think, not that I recall anyway, we saw that many dev Q&As in a previous expansion cycle. We may have had dev water coolers and stuff like that, but not as many Q&As as was done in Legion. So, you know, there is definitely an improvement there, but the fact that keep coming back to this problem of we should have communicated better tells me that there's definitely still room to grow. I don't know what the answer is to that, but something needs to happen there. I think we can all agree on that.
All right, so what's going on with Alchemy there, Fan?
Well, it looks like there's a hot fix, which is interesting because I am an alchemist. Of course, my skill is... I guess it's different for every expansion. You start at zero, you go to 100 or whatever, right? Is that how it works?
I think it's 150.
150? Oh, jeez. Yeah. So I'm at zero for BFA alchemy. Yeah, that's great. But it looks like they have made a couple changes, a couple adjustments to the items. Battle Potion of Agility requires 8 Siren's Pollen down from 10, and 10 Riverbud up from 8. There's also a change to Potion of Rising Death. It also has a 20-yard minimum range for maximum effect down from 30. I have no idea what these potions even are. I imagine that's just a potion that you throw and it blows things up. I almost said a bad word there.
It throws out a bolt of, like, a death bolt. One of those things where as you're using a certain ability, it'll have a chance of sending out another damaging ability.
Okay. Interesting. But yeah, I guess those are just a few things that the mats are a little absurd for what you gather. I don't even know what you gather because I do not have herbalism.
Yeah. One of the common things that I've been hearing and reading about in terms of the consumables for raiding right now is the prices are pretty high.
Yeah. Like higher than Legion prices?
Yeah. One figure that I read about, and again, I mean, these prices are going to change per server. Yeah. That's just the way it works. But one person in a Reddit thread about professions commented that a single pull was costing 1,000 gold in consumables.
Ooh. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So it looks and like they're...
Might, sorry, go that ahead. Might go down as the expansion kind of mellows out a little bit too.
I mean, there's a potential in that, yeah.
Because like how does that compare to the same time in the Legion expansion? That's what I would be curious to know, because I know mats were ridiculous prices.
See, and as far as I can recall, the prices at least on Dalaran for consumables was pretty consistent throughout the entire expansion.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be an occasional dip of X percent or rise in X percent. But I believe generally it was around the same level. The reason I believe that is because eventually I was getting enough gold through world quests and all that stuff in Legion that I was pretty much evening out with all my raid mats, raid consumables.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then I would expect, especially at this point in the expansion, that the price for consumables would stay around the same if they did not make the adjustments that they made.
Okay.
Granted, I mean, it's not like none of these changes are huge, and in fact, there's only in one case one of the mats requirements was increased. Looks like River Bud now requires 10 of those for the potion of agility instead of 8. But generally, all the material requirements were reduced by 2.
Also, for the agility one, the Siren's Pollen went down by 2. So the River Bud went up to kind of balance it.
I'm not sure why
the Bursting Blood reduced both the Siren's Pollen and the River Bud.
Yeah, like the River Bud increase for Battle Potion of Agility was the only increase. Otherwise, the material requirement for each of those has decreased.
I feel so ridiculous talking about this because I have not done anything with alchemy. It's just interesting that they're tweaking things like that. I guess to be a response to the economy.
Right. You know, these are great steps that's certainly going to increase the cost of the potions pretty, like, a decent amount. I won't say it's going to be a substantial amount, but I'm sure it'll decrease the value of those a little bit. But as Gil points out in the chat room, a primary component of each of the flasks, for example, is anchorweed. And anchorweed, if the memeing on our WoW is correct, is incredibly rare. Like, to the point where anytime a world quest rewards anchorweed, there's a post on our WoW about it. Without fail, every time I know that there's an anchorweed quest because there was a post pretty close to the top of our WoW.
Like a world quest to get anchorweed?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my herbalism is 118, and I have yet to see a single anchorweed.
Yeah, and that's the impression I'm getting behind the rarity of anchorweed.
People... So I should dust off my demon hunter and go herbalizing and mining.
Yeah.
Try to make some money instead of leveling my character.
Like, my friend Resi on Twitter, she constantly posts how happy she is when she finds a single anchorweed spawn.
Wow. Yeah. So you can imagine how thrilled people are when they see that a world quest is rewarding anchorweed. Now, there are some people who are still upset by the world quest thing, not because it's rewarding anchorweed, but by the amount it's rewarding. Because what I've noticed is there's, at least in the cases that I paid attention to, there's a disparity between what the US realms were offering as a reward and what the EU realms were offering as a reward. The several times that I've seen it, the US reward was typically way lower than the EU reward.
That's weird.
Like the US would be rewarding 5, whereas the EU would reward 15. And if assuming that Gil's prices as laid out in chat are correct, that is a substantial amount. 5 anchorweed at 600 gold each, that's 3,000 gold.
Plus all the other herbs.
Right. But 15, that's math hard. 600 times 15. Oh, why is that? It shouldn't be this 9, hard. 000? Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I really was trying to let you get there.
Hey, as I pointed out during the pre-show,
cough syrup. Yes, you mentioned it.
I'm sick, and I'm medicated. This will help some of the problems. I think maybe something should be changed about anchorweed. Because the general feeling I'm getting behind it is like it's not great.
That's unfortunate.
Ratings expensive as a result. more so than normal.
Well, I don't have anything that needs that stuff, so I'm very happy.
Not gonna lie, reading about those requirements makes me feel great about not reading.
Yeah,
because I'm enjoying having all this gold.
Yeah, I actually spent $500,000 this week.
How many tokens did you buy?
6.
Sounds about right. Well, you said as much last week.
I only bought three last week, and then I bought another 5 2 days ago because they had actually gone down further in price.
Wow.
Interesting.
Hey, I was willing to spend real world cash to get tokens for gold when they got to 200. Now that they're down to 100, yeah, I'll spend WoW gold again.
Yeah, 104,842.
Yeah, I bought it 99.
Yep. Wow. Definitely not selling any tokens right now.
That yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But alchemy is definitely in need of some love, I think.
Well, they are showing love to other things, right?
Yeah, they're apparently showing love to Pepe haters.
Thank you, Blizz.
So, as some people may remember from last week's episode, one person on the show said something along the lines of, if Blizzard makes Captain Crackers able to sit on my shoulder, Pepe is dead to me, or more dead to me, or something like that. I don't recall the exact quote, but I'm sure, Toasty, you're very happy to hear that Captain Crackers can now sit on your shoulder when you use slash whistle at him.
Yep. Yep. I'm going to go buy him now.
So Blizzard found a way to earn your money. Good to hear.
Not like they have to try very hard, historically speaking.
Not really, no. What else could they do to make you happy?
They can give me another bird that'll sit on my shoulder. Like the opposite shoulder, though.
Oh.
I'm
going to
have two birds on my shoulder that are not Pepe.
Okay, I was going to say, they could just give you, you know, one sit on your head, one sit on each shoulder, and you're good. They already give you one sit on your head. You don't like them, so... I did ask you earlier, what happens if Captain Crackers then becomes as popular as Pepe was?
And I will hate it just as much. If the community runs away with it like they did with Pepe, where it's just overblown,
yeah,
then it will gain my ire. Because I've written, like, initially, and some people might remember this, I know someone called me out on it, actually, because initially I was pretty excited for Pepe. Like, oh, cool, this cute little bird, right? Right? That's kind of cool. Found it in my garrison. It was great. And then the community ran away with it. And
Was it Jumps that called you out?
No. Can't remember who it was now. It was maybe, a long time ago.
Maybe Jumps should hear this so he can call you out about it as well, remind you.
Yeah. If you go... If you dig deep enough into the pictures I have on my Twitter... You will find a picture of Pepe on my character's head during the that train boss in Blackrock Foundry. You gotta dig back a long time for that, but there is a picture of my character with Pepe on there. There was a time when I enjoyed the idea of it, and then everybody ran away with it and just shoved it down our throats. Thogar, that was it. Thank you, Gil. So yeah, if the same thing has happened with Crackers, it will gain the same amount of ire.
I see.
That's okay, because I have Captain Crackers. There's also a pet called Crackers that does the same thing. And there's another one that'll sit on the opposite shoulder.
I think this is the best use of the emblem in the expansion, in the collector's edition, I must say. I put something in Discord. It's awesome. Just saying.
Oh, that is cool. For those of you not in the Discord, first of all, why?
Exactly.
But second of all, the coin that was included in the Battle for Azeroth Collector's Edition, somebody did a made a mold out of it, and used it to make a cookie, and it is a Horde cookie in this case.
He also made an Alliance one as well.
Oh, that's great, great. I appreciate the bifectionality.
He's trying to decide which one he should eat though, because you know,
you should destroy the.
No.
Enemy crest. Don't
destroy anything. Just eat them both.
All
destroy
right,
destroy the Horde crest.
Why not both? Cookies are delicious and the most amazing thing ever, so just eat them both.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's fair.
Yeah. It's no question.
Alright, sounds good.
It looks pretty tasty.
Anyway, back to the topic at hand. The birds. The birds are important.
Back to the birds.
There are three birds, right? Captain Crackers. There's Crackers, who is, I assume, a pre-promotion Captain Crackers. And there's another bird named Petey, where when you target him and use the whistle emote, it will sit on the opposite shoulder of Captain Crackers and Crackers. So I don't know if that means you can have two birds on your shoulder. The potential is there, is what I'm saying. So maybe. I don't have any of those pets yet, so I don't know. I will find out.
All right, then. So tell us a bit about DVM.
I'm not sure if we actually covered this, but a little while ago, Adam, the creator of DVM, put up a post on his page just stating that the updates for DVM might have to slow down. The cited reasons were that he was having numerous problems with his computer and tacked that onto numerous health issues for both him and his mother. The time that he was able to commit to updating DVM would have to decrease as a result of all those problems. At the end of the day, the health and the money problems looked to be slowing the development of DVM. After he posted that, the community did a fantastic thing, as the community tends to do sometimes, and between one-time donations and an increase to his patrons on Patreon, he was able to have a plan in place to both take care of his health problems and resolve some of the money problems that were preventing him from taking care of his mother while also developing DVM full time. That took care of, you know, those two problems, the health thing and the money thing. One of the things that would not be able to be immediately taken care of was the computer problems he was having. He was having problems with his computer. At the end of the day, it was a very old rig, from what it sounded like, and it was not running WoW to the best quality. A few people saw that problem and took the opportunity to send Adam a present to help him out with that. So the fine folks over at MSI and Blizzard sent him a brand new rig. A whole bunch of fantastic stuff. So that took care of that problem for him too. So now he's able to both take care of his health problems, take care of his mother, and he's now able to dedicate the time necessary to keeping DVM updating at a reasonable pace. Which is great, because for those who are not aware, the team behind DBM is a one-person team. Yeah. He does the work by himself. And this has been very much a full-time job at this point for him.
Yeah, if you like that add-on, you should definitely go check it out and consider donating to the Patreon. It's a good cause.
I was reading in the original Reddit post about Adam's history, and apparently, at one point, he was offered just a full-time gig by Blizz, do work on their end, but he wasn't able to take the job because his mother has health problems, and he needs the flexibility to be able to take care of her and do what he's doing. So he went to Patreon rep. So if DBM is one of those things that you use regularly, there's a real guy behind that, and the guy needs to make a living too. So, I think it's definitely worth helping him out in that regard.
Yeah, it was great for Blizzard and MSI to work together to get him a new PC and a few other just random goodies. That's a really good cause.
Okay, so what am I seeing here? I'm seeing headphones, new keyboard, the PC.
There's also some MSI swag.
There's MSI swag, a signed BFA Collector's Edition.
Which I'm really jealous of, because that's pretty awesome.
I don't know what this Lucky Bricks thing is. It looks like a Lego dragon.
That's their mascot.
Oh, okay.
There's also a plushy version up in that one picture with the BFA Collector's Edition on the floor there. In the upper left corner, there's a plushy version of it, and then slippers. Yeah. And then a hat.
Slippers? It's a red dragon. I just want red dragon slippers.
I've seen them at C4 for the last couple of years. I actually have a little plushy red dragon from MSI somewhere in my office, probably. Somewhere. but yeah, that's their mascot. It's pretty cool.
And I might have to try to see if I can find... You know, I say I want to buy those red slippers because it's just a red dragon and it's cool, but I also don't, because Tonks recently has gone into the habit of killing all my slippers.
Yes.
I woke up to a bunch of fluff all over my bed, and my Deadpool bunny slippers had, one of them had a gigantic hole. Somehow the ears stayed on, though. So, you know, not all bad. But RIP, bunny Deadpool.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, well, what can you do? Other than train her properly to not do that. I'm working on it. It was the first time she did that, so hopefully it was a one-time thing.
Okay, let's see. Block dragon. There's edge of the cup dragon. That's just on the edge of your cup. There are definitely some plushy options. Yeah, there's some pretty cool mascot things from them. I think it's time, guys.
Time.
I think it's time.
It's 9:47 Central Daylight.
That is correct. So that sounds like it's time to get something away.
Okay.
All right. So for folks who are, I actually don't even know if they can actually hear us on the Twitch stream or not, but we are live on our Twitch stream with the list of our entrants for the contest, as well as random.org. Let me pull up this here so I can actually make sure. Yes. So here's random.org with the numbers available, and we will generate a number randomly. This will be the person who wins the first of the two monitor stands, and then we'll announce the next question. So let's give away something, shall we?
Click that button.
And it is Frasley. Congratulations, Frasley. You win a monitor stand.
Congrats, Fraz.
Rigged. Just joking.
It is not rigged. You can see it. I entered 2 and 7. I entered the numbers properly. Like,
yeah.
I just...
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Random.org, man. It's not my control.
It's fine. I'm just saying that because, you know, whatever. But no.
It's the classic social tactic.
Yeah, exactly. No, congrats, Frasley.
Indeed. And I'm going to kill the stream now since it's taking up bandwidth.
Oh, no. Bye-bye, stream.
Congratulations, Frasley. I will get in touch with you, get the information from you that is needed, and we'll get you that monitor stand as soon as possible. The question for next one, what are you most looking forward to from BlizzCon 2018? That question of the month will be going into the Discord channel. We'll be going out on Twitter, and you can send us emails. Please answer and reply to the Twitter in the question of the month channel in Discord, or by email letting us know that it is the November question. And we will look forward to your answers. We got some really great answers for this one. Frasley's answer, which is the winning one, was the Gnome Selfie Quest, the beauty of marketing, which is no surprise to anybody.
Really? Frasley liked the Gnome Quest? I don't believe you.
It's the truth. It's the truth, man.
For this new question, if you say the classic WoW demo...
Disqualified.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but that's not fair. So I'm just going to say
you're out.
You do not get bonus points.
But yes, we look forward to hearing your answers for that one. The giveaway for that will be the episode right after BlizzCon on the 5th of November. Toasty will probably still be in California enjoying the sun, but we'll give something away here. So we'll look forward to giving that away right after BlizzCon. And thank you again to Echo Gear. One thing I do want to mention, they did give us a discount code for the Horde. Alas, they could not do it for the Alliance because it's not allowed. But go to EchoGear.com. They've got great monitor stands, and I really recommend you checking out their products, even if you didn't win one like Frasley.
And you're correct. On November 5th, I will be transitioning back to Canada.
I figured. All right, so let's pay some bills.
All right, so our second sponsor is the great folks over at Audible. You can get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Now over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Today we're going to continue our dive into the Codex Alera series with the second book, Academ's Fury. Let's have a listen.
Now the wax forest stood covered in ice and rot. The old dead trees were coated in something that looked like brown and sickly tar. The ground lay frozen, though here and there other patches of rotten croach could be seen. Several of the trees had fallen, and in the centre of the forest the hollow mound lay collapsed and dissolved into corruption, the stench strong enough to carry even to Kitai and her father. Doroga was still for a moment before he said,
"We should go down. Find out what happened."
"I have," Kitai said. Her father frowned.
"That was foolish to do alone."
"Of the three of us here, which has gone down and come back alive again the most often?" Doroga grunted out a laugh, glancing down at her with warmth and affection in his dark eyes.
"Maybe you are not mistaken."
All right, now once again, that was the second book in the Codex Alera series, Academus Fury, written by Jim Butcher, narrated by Kate Reading. Find that and over 200,000 titles over at bit.ly/ATABooks2018, and we thank Audible for sponsoring the show.
So, question of the week last week was, what thing data mine from the 8.1 PTR excites you the most? Frasley said, the gnomish weapons!
To no surprise of anybody.
No surprise.
WookieBH says, Zelotath. Looks like Naifu is getting some more screen time coming up soon.
And Drax200 said, Vol'jin.
I was really confused about Drax200 because I thought it was Dracarrick. Like our old tank from the old guild.
Oh.
I'm like, did he change his Twitter handle to something like not that we couldn't, like, it's a pretty obvious link. No, it's a different person.
All right. Well, our question of the week for next week is, what heritage armor, revealed or not revealed, are you looking forward to? I'm looking forward to human ones that look awesome.
It's a tie, honestly. Draenei would be interesting. Tauren would also be very interesting.
I'm going to just go out there and say I'm probably not looking forward to any of them because I don't do anything with armor stuff. I collect armor, but I don't never do anything after that. I can't tell you the last time I transmogged anything. So, kind of a spoil sport there.
That's fair. You're not looking forward to it. That is also a valid answer. Surprise, surprise, Frazzy already entered it, and nobody will ever guess what he wants to see.
Draenei.
Goblin, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised. All right, then. Time for shout-outs. Fan, what's your shout-out for?
My shout-out is for my eyes for being less junky so I can do the show easier than before. They're getting tired. It's been a long day, but they're on the mend, so that's perfect.
Toasty, how about you?
I will give a shout out to all the fantastic people who entered our contest to win those monitor mounts. We appreciate your answers, and they were all really fantastic. I'm looking forward to seeing even more of you enter the contest this time around, except for you, Frazzly.
Yeah, Frazzly, you are unfortunately disqualified for next time. You cannot have two monitor mounts. Four mounts anyway.
What if he has two monitors?
This is a dual monitor mount, actually.
Oh my. Well, what if he has four monitors?
Then he should spend some money and mount the other two.
Yeah, then that's just excessive.
You can get 20% off the price of one by using four of the Horde. He just has to suck it up and use four of the Horde.
Or you could, I could type the code for you.
Yeah, I'm sure you could recruit a Hordy to defile your computer like that.
Yeah, you know what? Frazzly, I will type that code for you and update the shipping address.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
Anyways, my shout out goes to the folks at Echo Gear for giving us modern mounts to give away. So we thank them very much for their support of the show.
I was going to say, Toasty, that I think that went over Frazzly's head. Just saying.
Everything does.
Way to go for the low-hanging fruit, guys.
Well, I mean, Frazzly,
kind of have to.
Yeah. All right. Let's do the outro before we lose an audience member here.
All right. If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATAOL5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at All Things As. Medros is at Medros. Fandeath is at Fandeath. I'm at Toasty Posty Ken. And you can find the network over at Dawnforge. You can join our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/beatata. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Universe.
And we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on their side of Birds All Around Toasty.
The hockey season starts 2 days.
Yay!
I was already seeing hockey on TV. Don't know what you're talking about.
This podcast has been a production of Dawnforge, copyright 2018. Find out more at thedawnforge.com.